Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
Look at me getting all weepy.
You're because you love this song. I'm getting weepy because there's going to be a solar eclipse. Which Bonnie Tyler is thanking the gods above that the solar eclipse happened because this is an eclipse of the heart. This isn't of the moon.
Well,
sun.
No, I know, but she could change the lyrics. She could work with Weird Al Yankovic and get the lyrics changed by Monday.
She better hurry because she is going to be performing, and this is where I start geeking out. This is going to be the pre-eclipse weekend, and Lucianne Walkowitz, astrophysicist at the Adler Planetarium, and so much more. This is something to be excited about.
Yeah, I am thrilled. I am just
Ask Bill
so
if
incredibly
he's excited.
Excited. Bill, are you excited?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
I'm not as excited as everybody else is, and I don't know why. I understand it's a very rare thing, but I don't know. It's just it's daytime and it'll get dark, but it did that yesterday, too, for a little while. There was some cloud passing over, and it got dark in the daytime. Why aren't I as excited as I should be?
I don't know. I don't know why this like wonderful alignment of two celestial bodies from the point of view of the Earth that hasn't occurred since 1979 over mainland United States would not be exciting to you.
I guess it is kind of.
Oh, now it's kind of.
But Wendy has this
theory. Don't listen to him. It's incredibly exciting.
Wendy said that people are going to, when this happens,
no,
that people
I have
will
heard
weep.
Reports that if you're in the area of complete totality, which is just outside Carbondale, in a town called...
Well, Carbondale is in totality.
Okay.
So the path of totality goes
is
from...
Is that the county? When you say it's in totality,
totality
what does that mean?
Means that the from that point on the Earth, the sun is totally blocked by the moon.
Oh.
So that's when you get that perfect alignment, and the sun will be totally blocked out by the moon's shadow passing over the Earth.
Yeah.
So that shadow passes over a path that goes from the Pacific Northwest down to the Southeast and happens to stripe right through the bottom of Illinois.
Oh, all right.
This is just so cool. I have heard that people who see this totality have been moved sometimes to tears. It's just an emotional feeling that they have. Have you heard that as well?
I have. I've never actually seen a total solar eclipse. I went in 2012. There's what's called a ring of fire eclipse where the alignment is perfect, but the distance is slightly different. So you get the moon's shadow makes sort of a bright ring of the sun. And that was cool enough, but it's a partial eclipse, so it's not dark when the eclipse happens.
Yeah.
And this is total darkness, right? I mean, aren't animals going to kind of freak out?
Yeah, you know, actually one of the interesting things that you can do during an eclipse is that, you know, a lot of animals use daytime as, you know, their cue to, you know, return to their roost, in the case of birds, for example. So some people will actually be studying animal behavior when the eclipse happens because animals think that it's dusk.
And they'll have to wear special glasses, won't they?
They could burn their retinas if they looked up
at it. It's going to be adorable. All the birds will be wearing tiny glasses.
And that hardly ever happens. So that is kind of amazing.
I don't know that your dog in the yard will look up. I hope Tiki doesn't blind himself. But, I mean, they may look. It's weird. It's going to be weird.
I mean, nobody is telling animals to not look at the sun on a regular basis. So I'm pretty sure that they've got that part figured
That's
out.
True.
But you know how there's always rumors. They say, you know, when it's a full moon, like the word lunatic comes from Luna, which is moon. So is there an equivalent of that because of the eclipse? Will we start behaving crazily?
I think if you're in the path of totality, any crazy behavior will be because you're witnessing a totally awesome celestial event.
All right.
Somebody
told you to say that, right? I could tell that was a prepared statement.
It's literally written on my Adler t-shirt that I'm wearing. Totally awesome.
All right.
So as far as historically, like people, when we were in a stage of human knowledge where we couldn't actually predict when eclipses were going to happen, you can imagine how incredibly frightening it would be to have suddenly this star that you depend on for all your light and warmth vanish for a little while.
Did you ever hear that there were rumors of guys that were astrologers that would take advantage of people and say that they were wizards and that they could predict things like this? And then all of a sudden it'd be daytime and it would get dark and those guys would make off like bandits because they're like, oh, I was the one who knew this. Nobody else knew that. Did you ever hear stories like that?
I've heard sort of apocryphal stories, but I don't know of a specific historical example of that happening. But, you know, we've been able to predict eclipses by understanding the orbit of the moon, the earth, and the position of the
sun for
a really long time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that I still think that's kind of magical,
that,
even though it's
science. See, that impresses me more, that people can calculate that. That impresses me a lot.
So you'll just be satisfied to know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But he won't look at it.
No, I refuse.
Somebody has texted, why is this so exciting? I understand where Bill's coming from. It's going to happen again in 7 years, 2024, so no big deal. It's not going to be the same, is it?
No, this is a big deal in particular because it passes over such a large swath of mainland America. So, you know, often the shadow of the moon passes over different parts of the Earth. Eclipses do happen fairly regularly, but most of the Earth is covered with ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's plenty of examples in history of people making actual, like, ocean voyages to go see eclipses. But it's relatively rare that you get an opportunity to see one over so much of the mainland, and that it happens in a time like August when weather tends to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So even though there's going to be another opportunity to see a total solar eclipse in 2024, that will be over just in the southeast. And so this is a much bigger event for most of the U.S. to be able to go and actually see either a partial eclipse from where you are, or if you're going to the path of totality, or that's where you are normally, then you get to see a total solar eclipse.
You're going to the path of totality, and you're leaving to go there. What will we get here in Chicago? About 86-87% coverage?
Yeah, just about 90% coverage. Oh,
that's pretty good.
Of the sun. So it won't get dark here, but you can use either eclipse glasses or welder's glass to look directly at the eclipse. Don't look at the eclipse, even when it's in partial directly, because the sun is still very bright and we don't want you to hurt yourselves. But the good news is that if you, you know, don't happen to have fancy glasses or
which everybody's freaking about. Cause
yes.
Where glasses are sold out. I should have thought about this.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal. The Adler has now passed out roughly 200,000 eclipse glasses.
Just gave them away. Just didn't charge anything. Just here you are.
At various events
the...
over the past
wow.
year. And then we had some in our gift shop, which is now also sold out. However, we have limited supplies for Monday at the Adler's Big Eclipse Festival, which is free. And I encourage everybody to come, because not only will you have the chance to maybe view the eclipse through glasses, but we'll also have our telescopes with special solar filters so that we can block out most of that sunlight and make it viewable for you. And you'll also be able to make the little simple crafts that you can use to project the light of the eclipse.
Can we take a quick break? And then
sure.
Can you explain to people, because I'm telling you, Bill, everybody's been panicking on Facebook and everywhere else. ISO in search of eclipse glasses. Please help me. Where do I get them by Monday? Lucianne Wachowitz from the Adler Planetarium. She's an astrophysicist, you know. She will be explaining how to make your own when we come back. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN.
Well, can't stop if thinking Steve about Bannon it. Is removed from office, that can only mean one thing. An eclipse is coming, ladies and gentlemen, and on Monday you'll be able to see one, but you have to wear special glasses. Lucianne Wachowitz is here from the Adler Planetarium. You said, I think you meant this, you could make them out of a potato chip if you wanted to. Did you say that?
No, she said something else.
I did.
So
there's a couple different ways to safely view an eclipse. First of all, it's important to not... Even when the sun is in partial eclipse, it's very important to not look at the sun directly, because you could hurt your eyes, you could cause permanent damage, and we don't want that to happen. We want you to have a good, safe, fun time. So there's two different ways, basically, to view an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
One is directly, where you can look actually at the eclipse directly, look at the sun, if you have the proper eye protection.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a variety of ways to look at it indirectly, where you project it onto either the ground or the side of a building or a screen, whatever happens to be around. So if you have eclipse glasses or even some really dark welder's glass, that will work for looking at it directly. But if you haven't been able to get eclipse glasses, the news is really good. It is cheap and super fun to make your own eclipse viewer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come to the Adler on Monday, we'll have supplies and be happy to teach you how to do it. But you can also look up how to make a pinhole camera. So essentially anything, any surface that you have a little tiny hole through acts as a kind of lens that will create an image of the eclipse happening. So what you would do, for example, is you could take a sheet of cardboard and just poke a little hole in it. But there's also other things that you can naturally use. So not a potato chip, but a Ritz cracker.
Oh, Ritz cracker,
so
right.
You know how Ritz crackers have those little tiny holes in them? Those will actually act as pinhole cameras.
Oh.
And so because there are four, I think there are four holes in a Ritz cracker, you'll get four little images of the sun in eclipse through your cracker.
It even says on the box that they can be delicious snacks or they could be used to view
everything's
the eclipse.
Good when it sits
on a Ritz.
It said
that
since
the last eclipse in 1979.
Right.
But now, so here's, I guess, my question, because I remember being in school and we had these boxes that you stuck your head in and there was a pinhole and there was aluminum foil and there was a white sheet of paper and you just saw the shadow. Mm-hmm. That must have been the 79 one, or if there was one before that. So do you stand with your back to the sun? Where do you hold the Ritz cracker?
So you can hold it anywhere where the sun will shine through it.
Okay.
And then down onto either, you know, some sort of flat, smooth surface that you want to project it on.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, means that, you know, depending on how you're holding your Ritz cracker,
right?
You're looking away from the sun, though. So
okay.
This is not, don't hold up a cracker
and look
through it at the sun. That's not a great idea. But you can use it to project the image of the sun. And this happens actually naturally. So if you're anywhere near a tree that has a lot of foliage, sometimes those little gaps between the leaves will create like images of thousands of the eclipse. It's really quite beautiful.
That is so cool. All right. I looked at Adler's website and it said it starts at 11:54. Now that's technically when this cycle happens. When are we going to see it at its most coverage? Is that like 1:19 or something here in Chicago?
It is indeed 1:19. So the shadow of the moon. Yeah, I know.
I am into this.
That was pretty impressive, Lucienne. I don't know.
It's almost amazing. As though you're incredibly excited for the eclipse.
A little bit.
So it's something that happens over a couple of hours. So you can start seeing the partial eclipse happening just before noon. But at 1:19, you'll get to the maximum coverage. And from here, that'll be about 90% or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then down in Carbondale and downstate Illinois, it'll be the path of totality. So you'll see 100% of the sun covered.
Is Adler going to be having it? Are they streaming it? I know NASA is.
Yeah, so we have viewing at the Adler, and then I think we'll be streaming it inside as well if there is any kind of, like, clouds or anything like that.
Can I look at it directly on my computer screen, or do I have to hold up a Triscuit so that I don't burn my eyes?
It's a
Ritz. You have to eat a cracker while you watch
really?
It.
Really? All right.
On
I'll
the
do
screen.
That.
All right.
That sounds good.
I know we are running out of time, but Jane has a good question, and people are going to be desperately grabbing things. Jane, quickly, your question.
Can you use glasses that you would use in a tanning bed?
I don't think so. So I don't know enough about tanning bed glasses, but I don't think that they have enough of I don't think they cut the light enough. So, you know, the sun is very, very bright, which is why if you do have a pair of those eclipse glasses, you will look through them in normal light and not be able
you can't
to see
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can use tanning bed glasses.
Do you have a Ritz cracker, Jane?
I would certainly be buying a box.
What about a colander? You mentioned.
Yeah, a pasta colander. Anything with little holes in it will work.
Good luck, Jane.
Thank you.
And remember that you get as many images of the sun as you have holes in the thing. So if you have a pasta colander, you'll get tons and tons of projected eclipses. If you have a Ritz cracker, you'll get four. If you have a pinhole camera or just a little piece of cardboard with that pinhole stuck in it, you'll get one.
I keep hearing the word camera used, but a camera in my head takes pictures, but it's not the same.
Yeah, that's my fault.
No, I've heard other people say camera also.
Well, because it is actually a way you can make a pinhole camera by using the same sort of setup.
Oh.
If you imagine kind of back in the day where you used film, you could imagine putting a piece of film there where
right.
the image was sharp.
Oh,
and then you would
sense.
Be able to expose it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So pinhole cameras were actually used
mm-hmm.
In that way. And you could use it if you
happen
to have some film.
All right.
But you can also just watch it on projected on
mm-hmm.
any smooth surface.
Okay.
One final comment or question. Gary, you saw the eclipse in 79. How'd you feel?
Well, I was overwhelmed because I wasn't expecting it. And I was on the lakefront down on the south side around 63rd, 65th Street. And all of a sudden, the entire world went dark.
Wow. Surprise. And,
what the hell's going on?
And then this weekend, the Air and Water Show, so people will hear the noises, and then the sun will go down, and they'll think it's the end of days.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
News but, penetration's a little better now.
Real quickly, Gary, go ahead.
It was an eclipse, and I had, as a young boy, you know, stuck my head in the box a number of years before, so I knew not to look at the sun. But the effect on the lake was just phenomenal because everything that was blue just turned black.
That's
wild.
All the
boats got dark. You couldn't see anything. It was just Twilight Zone, you know?
Well, Gary, I hope you're going to be watching on Monday at 1:19 Chicago time. Lucianne Wachowicz, astrophysicist at the Adler Planetarium. Safe travels. I hope everything goes well in totality for you.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have fun viewing it here.
I know that our segment is ended, but I have to. This is the best text
Sorry,
of the
Bertrand.
Year. This is the best text ever. Would you hurt your eyes if you took a selfie with the sun behind you?
Did you text that in?
No. I just think that's the greatest text ever.
I think you'd have about as much luck taking a selfie of the sun as you would ordinarily.
I think so, too.
It's hard to take pictures of the sun. You need a filter.
That's my
favorite what we're
text
laid for.
Ever.
You can go to adlerplanetarium.org, correct?
Correct.
Have a happy eclipse day. I'm so excited for everyone. Thank you, Lucianne.
Thank you.
Quick break?
Quick break, then Steve. Stick around.
Are you taking
Bill
a selfie?
Yeah, I am. Bye.